Imagine your day as a book of empty pages each morning. Each action you take is a word written down. By the end of the day, would you prefer a book filled with meaningful sentences that tell a story of purpose and intention, or one that was cluttered with random, meaningless words instead? This Ramadan, how will you ensure that every word in every chapter of your book counts? Where every action tells a meaningful story of faith, of growth amid struggle, and of generosity towards others. Friends, life is fleeting, and our time here on earth is limited. Each moment in Ramadan is a precious gem waiting to be polished with sincere acts of worship, kindness, and reflection. Yet in our daily hustle, it's all too easy to let these gems slip through our fingers, lost in the sands of time-wasting activities. So today, here's what we're going to do. Let's look at our daily activities one by one, and let's try to distinguish the meaningful from the meaningless, and chart a course for a more productive Ramadan, inshallah. First up, let's identify time suckers. Our days are filled with activities that contribute very little to our spiritual growth or personal development. These time suckers can range from excessive gaming, endless streaming of TV series, to the aimless scrolling through social media. Are you guilty of any of these? Well, I know I am. The first step towards a more productive Ramadan is identifying these activities. And honestly, ask yourself, does doing this bring me closer to Allah? Does it enhance my character or my knowledge? If the answer is no, it might be time to reassess its place in your Ramadan timetable. A meaningful activity in the context of Ramadan is one that aligns with the spiritual ethos of this holy month. It's an activity that purifies your heart, enriches your mind, or benefits those around you. The Quran provides us with a profound marker of meaningful engagement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "And those who are guided, He increases them in guidance and gives them their righteousness." This verse illuminates the path for Muslims during Ramadan, emphasizing the pursuit of activities that enhance our understanding, guide us closer to righteousness, and deepen our connection with the divine. Activities that increase our guidance, understanding, and righteousness are the ones we must seek. So during Ramadan, the quest for activities that resonate with the month's spiritual essence becomes important. These activities are not mere pastimes, they are avenues for personal growth, spiritual enlightenment, and communal benefit. The Holy Quran sets a profound benchmark for what constitutes meaningful engagement during this sacred month. So here are some activities that you can try to do to fulfill these criteria. They include, number one, engaging in additional prayers and recitations. So beyond the five mandatory prayers every day, dedicate some time for your nawafil prayers, for your taraweeh, for your witr, for your duha and tahajjud, and also recite the Quran more significantly. You know what I mean by that is go deeper and try to understand the meanings of what you are reading, and this will actually enhance your spiritual awareness and your connectivity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, seek knowledge. Participate in Islamic lectures that can happen after Taraweeh prayers in the masajid, or even sign up for webinars or offline events that you can attend. And these are really opportunities for you to earn extra rewards, because the angels are always praying for those who are seated in majalis al-ilm, in circles where knowledge is being taught and shared. You could also learn a bit more about our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about his blessed life and the many examples that he has shared through his actions, his words, and you know, this his general interactions with people. Number three, charitable acts. So engage in acts of charity and kindness. There are countless of campaigns right now going on. Wherever you are, I'm certain that you will see something, you will know of something, an organization that's doing something. Go and help out. Ask them if they need help. you know, and they will certainly not turn you down. You know, they'll probably ask for you to volunteer your time, to come down, to assist with something, or they'll send you a form where you can register to give some money or gifts. Doing all of this will align you with the spirit of giving and compassion that Ramadan emphasizes on. Now, let's talk about some me time. Is there value in me time in the month of Ramadan? I think it's important to remember that taking a break and having some time by yourself is not only permissible, but sometimes very necessary. The key, however, is to ensure that the time is rejuvenating and not merely an escape into aimlessness. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, "Take benefit of five before five: your youth before your old age, your health before your sickness, your wealth before your poverty, and your free time before you become busy, and your life before your death." This hadith reminds us of the true value of our time and the importance of using it wisely, even when taking breaks. The concept of me time in Ramadan is crucial yet often misunderstood. It's about striking a balance rather than being selfish and being overly obsessed about just wanting time away from everything else and from every responsibility that's on your shoulders. So this balance is in between the demands of daily life as well as your spiritual obligations, ensuring that personal rejuvenation leads to greater spiritual productivity and not idleness. The wisdom imparted by our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith earlier serves as a powerful reminder of the value of time. It encourages us to make the most out of our moments, including those reserved for personal reflection and rest, in a manner that enriches our lives and faith. So some ways to invest in meaningful me time during Ramadan would include reflection and meditation. Spend some time in contemplation, reflecting on your own actions, on your intentions as to why you're doing the things you're doing in life today, and your goals. You know, it can provide more clarity and peace and help you to reprioritize your most critical goals this month. It's a time to assess also your spiritual journey and to set new intentions for your continued growth in the future. Next, as I mentioned earlier about Quranic reflection, when you dedicate some quiet times to ponder upon the verses of the Quran, understand their meanings, and contemplate how to apply whatever the Quran is telling us to do, seriously, this can actually significantly transform your me time into a deeply enriching experience. And finally, turn to nature and express gratitude more often. When you spend time in nature, you know, it actually gives life to your spirit once again. You know, it allows you to appreciate the simple blessings in life, fostering a sense of peace and a sense of contentment. And lastly, how do you fill up the white spaces throughout the day? So we've established how precious our time in Ramadan is, offering only 29 to 30 days for us to draw nearer to Allah. Therefore, we must seriously consider filling empty time slots with activities that elevate your Ramadan experience. This could be setting aside some time for you to sit with your family and your loved ones, to engage them, to talk to them, to share with them something beneficial, to read to them a particular hadith and its meanings, and to involve them in generous acts of charity. It could also be as simple as giving to your nearby neighbors. Friends, do not be a servant of time. Instead, become a master of it. Because time is the canvas upon which Allah allows you to paint the story of your life. So in conclusion, as we pass through the days in Ramadan, let us all be more mindful of the activities that consume our time. Let's strive to replace time-wasting activities with life-affirming practices that bring us closer and closer to Allah, and so that we can transform into the best version of ourselves. Remember, it's always about the small changes that often lead to big transformations. So challenge yourself to be more intentional with your time, engage in activities that feed your soul, help others, and bring you closer to your Creator. Let's make this Ramadan not just about fasting, but a period of immense growth, reflection, and productivity. Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.